The news that St. Anthony's had been saved was viewed as a godsend by Father Dan Crosby, who presides over a dwindling community of Capuchin friars at the Spirituality Center in the city of Marathon.
It will stay open. It's not May. It is going to stay open, thanks be to God.
It will stay open thanks to a newly formed nonprofit, St. Anthony's of Marathon, Incorporated. Vice President Barbara Saransky says the acquisition includes the center's property and its mission.
The whole thing, the building, the land, the retreats, the programming, the furnishings, the whole thing.
Businesses, nonprofits, and civic organizations sent an estimated 4,000 people on retreats to St. Anthony's last year. Saransky says they will continue.
In the busyness of people's lives, sometimes they just need to step back and refocus on their own faith journey, their own spirituality, so that we all can continue to live in a world that is based on our roots.
St. Anthony's was going to close because it had become too much of a financial burden for the Capuchin friars who have lived there since 1918. The friars will still leave at the end of the year, but Father Crosby says their home will be reborn.
After nearly 100 years, we Capuchins will no longer walk its holy halls or minister to all who come seeking strength for their faith journey. But out of that suffering and death, new life is already coming.
The leaders of the new nonprofit will not reveal the purchase price for the St. Anthony Center. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.